The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to join us here, and you can bring up anything you want to discuss. And we can also bring things to the table that we find interesting as well. The we tonight is me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you, the listener, get to create the content, meaning it's a Reddit-based system, so it's free to use. You can submit maybe a news story or a YouTube video or something fun or whatever it is you think our listeners will appreciate, because other listeners get to vote up or down on what you've submitted, and you get to vote on things as well. One of the items submitted by Snowdog2012 is called Let Me Ask America a Question, written by none other than Donald J. Trump, the man running for president on the Republican ticket, who's stirred up quite a bit of controversy over the last several months in his campaign. And this is apparently all about something I didn't know had happened. Colorado, apparently they canceled, the Republican Party canceled the caucus.
I really don't like these caucuses anyway. I mean, it seems like you've got to dedicate so much time to going to these things. Admittedly, some of the primaries have been administered poorly. People have had to wait in line a very long time. But I went in, I voted in a primary, and I got out, and it all took less than 10 minutes to do.
How long do you have to sit at a caucus for? Hours?
Yeah, it could be an hour or more. Yeah, and, you know, people run around, and they get in corners of the room and say, okay, all of us over here, we like Donald Trump. All of us over here, we like Ted Cruz. And, I mean, these are people, adults, grown adults, who are running around, moving in different corners of the basements of libraries, picking who's going to have the nuclear codes. I mean, it's a stupid process. I'm sorry. Not to say that primaries are particularly that much better, but I think they are better.
Well, apparently the Colorado primary was canceled actually as far back as August of last year. So it's not new news that they had canceled this primary. But according to Donald Trump, he says that on Saturday, April 9th, Colorado had an election, and he puts that in quotes, without voters. Delegates were chosen on behalf of a presidential nominee, yet the people of Colorado were not able to cast their ballots to say which nominee they preferred. A planned vote had been canceled, and 1 million Republicans in Colorado were sidelined. In recent days, something all too predictable has happened. Politicians furiously defended the system. Quote, these are the rules, unquote, we were told over and over again. If the rules can be used to block Coloradans from voting on whether they want, well, then he goes and talks about his campaign, better trade deals, stronger borders, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's just the system, and we should embrace it.
That's the idea. I have to agree with him on this. I certainly don't agree with Donald Trump on every one of his platform points by any stretch of the imagination, nor do I agree with Ted Cruz or whomever. But I agree with him that the system's messed up. And that people are beginning to see that. Donald Trump has gotten the legs he's gotten in this campaign largely because people are highly dissatisfied.
That's true about Bernie Sanders as well, right?
I would agree entirely. Sanders also. That right now,
he's also getting screwed by the system.
Right. The superdelegates are basically, and to some extent, the election was lost before it was won, before it had a chance to win it for Sanders because of these superdelegates and how it's set up. The Republican system really isn't any better than the Democratic system. It may look like it by news coverage right now, but they'll get to decide, frankly, it's likely to be a brokered convention, and I suspect Donald Trump, who is the main vote getter, and highly unlikely that Ted Cruz or Kasich is, there's no chance mathematically he can do anything, but they're going to the convention with the hopes that they will be the new nominee, but the guy who got most of the votes won't be.
Mm-hmm.
It's still possible for Donald Trump to cross that 1237 number.
And it's this is the number he has to get to prevent the so-called brokered convention.
Yeah, that would be just to win the Republican nomination outright. But that doesn't mean necessarily he will even get that. Let's hope he does. But right now, I'm beginning to root for this guy simply because the Republican Party, of which I am a member, an elected, seated member, is trying so hard to make sure that he doesn't.
Hmm.
I mean, these are what Republicans have voted for. This was the rules, and the rules as they were laid out, he's the main vote getter. Who should get the nomination but the guy who got the most votes?
He says, let me ask America one question. How has the system been working out for you and your family? I, for one, he says, am not interested in defending a system that for decades has served the interests of political parties at the expense of the people. Members of the club, the consultants, pollsters, politicians, pundits, and special interests grow rich and powerful while the American people grow poorer and more isolated. Now, I'm not convinced that Donald Trump could do anything to change that, even if he were actually elected, but that I have to say, I also agree with that particular statement. It is not a government by the people. It's not a government for the people, if you consider the people to be the supermajority of people in the United States, or even a majority of people in the United States. It's absolutely a government by the political power, politically powerful, for the best interests of the friends of those politically empowered people. And that's the way it's always been, isn't it?
That's really, for the period of time, 9,000 years that we've had the state, I suspect there hasn't been but instance, momentary blips of time where that people that weren't rich and powerful had control. The system was created by the rich and powerful. It has evolved down from lineage of systems that were created for and by the rich and powerful. And so, yes, absolutely. These systems are doing what they're supposed to do. They're
ensconcing the rich and powerful.
Yeah, they're excluding people who are outside the political system. And Donald Trump may be rich, or at least that's how he portrays himself.
He's
certainly
much more rich than most people.
He's got more liquid assets and more, he can move more money than I can. That's for sure. He seems rich from where I sit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not powerful. He's not powerful in that sense. He's in a different area, entertainment and real estate. He doesn't have these. He's not an insider in that sense. That doesn't make me want to vote for him. I don't like a lot of his policies. I just hate the people who are in control and the way they go about manipulating the system. If you're going to play a game, let's play by the rules, shall we?
Well, they claim they are. Well, the rules apparently allow them to cancel the caucus.
Yeah, apparently. But don't you think that the guy who gets the most votes should win the Republican nomination?
I think most people would see that. Would say that. Yeah.
It makes sense to me, and they're trying their very best not to have that happen.
Trump says no one forced anyone to cancel the vote in Colorado. Political insiders made a choice to cancel it, and it was the wrong choice. Responsible leaders should be shocked by the idea that party officials can simply cancel elections in America if they don't like what the voters may decide. The only antidote to decades of ruinous rule by a small handful of elites is a bold infusion of popular will. On every major issue affecting this country, the people are right and the governing elite are wrong.
Now, I'm not sure the people are right, by the way. The idea that a majority of the public would hold a proper political opinion just seems ridiculous to me. These are amateurs. They have no training. Many of them couldn't tell you who the current sitting vice president is. And they're going to give you a good estimation of what public policy should be. Poppycock.
Well, the people are only right if you ask them the right questions in the right way. And then you might get the right answers.
Well, that's because you ask them the questions that you want the answers to,
right,
if you phrase it properly.
I mean, I think a lot of people don't like being taxed to death. I think that's certainly probably true. But at the same time, they also want to have the government provide them with all kinds of different services and, freebies and things like that. So they want it both ways.
They don't want stupid regulations that prevent them from living their life and living it well.
And running their business.
And running their business. However, they want every other regulation sitting on every other person. So they
can't have people coming here without permission. You can't have those other businesses doing their business the way they want to. Toll-free number tonight here is 855-450-FREE. So Trump's question, I think, is a good one. How has the system been working out for you and your family? I think there's a huge amount of disenfranchisement out there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can answer the question. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. Donald Trump is asking a pretty good question. By no means am I a Donald Trump fan, or any other fan of any politician pretty much running for political office in the federal government. But he asks, how has the system been working out for you and your family? And if you've got an answer, I'd be interested in hearing it. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. I mean, who could possibly be satisfied with the system, except for the people who benefit directly from it?
Those are the people that are satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the system and people that benefit by it, how about Obamacare? Do you feel boxed in? Do you feel like, you know, you're not getting the service that you used to get? Well, there's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that's ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the costs of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. You join the movement, and we can change healthcare for good. It's joinlhs.com. There is a 800 number here in case the website isn't going to work for you. It's joinlhs.com, 800-722-8041. 800-722-8041, joinlhs.com.
So Trump, of course, he's actually the one writing this article over at the Wall Street Journal. He's naturally pandering to people here. He claims that on every major issue, the people are right and the governing elite are wrong, and we were just kind of picking that apart.
Trump's very populist, a populist outsider. And the farther this election goes on, the more I like Trump for the Republican nomination. I'm not going to say that I want him for president or anything like that, but I just don't think any of the other candidates have earned the nomination. You got to earn it, and he's done more to earn it than anybody else. And I'm for Sanders on the Democratic side, too. It's not like these aren't my horses. My horse dropped out of this race a long time ago. I liked Rand Paul.
Let's go to the phones here. Jeff is in Indiana listening to WIBC. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I don't have my sheet of paper in front of me because I'm on my way from home from work. But when I do the math, I based it on the last election cycle. About, they estimate 57% of the eligible voters voted. And you have such a close split between winner and loser when it comes to the two parties that if Trump gets screwed out of the nomination, and whether he starts a third party or not, it's pretty much a guaranteed win for the Democratic Party. Even if he doesn't start a third party, so many of what I've kind of coined the closet conservatives, the people that have stayed home that he has gotten so angry they're going to get out and vote, they're going to go home and not vote. And we're going to have a shoe-in for socialist Sanders or Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I think Sanders will do a little better than Clinton if she if they get in. I think your assessment's correct, except for the notion that Trump is going to start his own third party. He can't. Whatever opportunities there were to get on the ballot as a third party, let's say you and I wanted to start the same clown posse party, we wouldn't be able to get on the ballot for this election.
It's too late.
It's just too late. Now he might be able to convince the Libertarians or some other third party that's managed to get on in some states. But
wait a minute. When is the convention thing happen for the Republicans?
I think it's in June or July.
No, he wouldn't be able to convince the Libertarians. Libertarians have their convention in May, the end of May.
Yeah, so basically the Libertarians are on the most ballots, and I don't think they're on all 50 states. The Greens, which Trump is not going to convince them of anything except to have a witch burning for him. The Greens are
the Reform Party or the Constitution Party.
Do you think that they could? I don't think he could win the election with the amount of electors in the amount of states that those two parties have. These third parties, it's the Republicans and Democrats have made it very difficult for a third party to get on a ballot in many of these states, Oklahoma being the very worst of them. And it just it gets more difficult as you go down the line. So I don't think you're going to see – you may see him making some noise, but I don't – he can't really run if he's not a Republican.
At this point, I just want him to win, kind of like what you're saying, maybe a little more peed off about it, just to shut the establishment up, just to shove it right down their throat and say, hey, here's to you.
Thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight. I appreciate the sentiment. The toll-free number.
This is how America feels, right? Yeah. Like, I've got to say, I'm as worried as the next Republican, or at least I feel a little flutter of worry in my heart when I think about, well, what about Scalia's seat? Dear God, what if we didn't have a Republican in the White House? We have to have a Republican in the White House so that somebody, they fill Scalia's seat with somebody who might even be close to an originalist.
Isn't that likely to get filled before the next president?
We'll see how it goes. The Republicans are trying very hard not to have any kind of meeting about that. But even if they do, they're not going to vote for this guy. The one they have up there is pretty anti-Second Amendment.
Okay.
Obama portrayed him as a middle-of-the-road candidate with some, I think it was Lindsey Graham, maybe, that said some really nice things about him. You know, hallelujah. So what? If he's anti-Second Amendment, he's not going to get past these Republicans. So regardless of that, I'm scared. I feel that flutter of fear or whatever. But if the Republicans and the Democrats aren't taught a lesson at some point, they're going to continue the behavior that they've been the things they've been doing up to this point. Just think about it as children. If children, you're like, now, next time I'm going to punish you, they're just going to keep on doing it. Ultimately, they've gotten away with it forever, mm-hmm. and they're just going to keep on getting away with it. What is the election in 2020 going to be like if we get the same old from the president? And I think we will. I suspect you'll see, some Republican.
Well, I can tell you what the election will be like. You'll have candidates who are talking about change, candidates talking about how they're so different from everything that has come before, but yet we all know they're all the same, and people will say it's the most important election of our lifetime, and yep. it'll be the same crap like it is every 4 years.
They do say it's the most important election, but it is possible for elections to continue to get more and more important.
It is possible.
Now, I would say that...
Color me unconcerned, though. As far as I'm concerned, whoever wins this election, things are going to get worse, whether it's Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or Bernie Sanders or,
I don't
Hillary
think there's
Clinton.
A savior here.
No.
But I do think that, since the year 2000, some weird things have happened. From 2000 to 2006, or 2001 to 2007, you had a Republican, completely Republican-controlled House, Senate, and White House.
And the government got bigger.
And then, shortly after that, you had a Democrat situation that was exactly the same.
And
the
government
got bigger. And people are just seeing that the two major parties, they aren't the answer.
Okay, but they're not seeing that because they don't know what the answer is. Okay,
the system's rigged. That's what the answer is.
It's 855-450-FREE. So what do you do?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype on into the show. Skype username LRN.FM. Mark, you're saying people in the United States realize that the system is rigged, and certainly many folks have had their eyes open just within this election cycle about that. Whether they're Democrats or Republicans, many people are frustrated with how Trump has been, you know, worked against from within the Republican Party's elites. And similarly, Bernie Sanders has been, you know, shut out to some extent by the system over on the Democratic side. So some people are having the rose-colored glasses whipped off this time around, just as many of the Ron Paul supporters did back in 2008 and 2012 when he was screwed over by the Republican Party establishment. You could argue that Trump has garnered more support than Ron Paul, and so more people's eyes have been opened. So if you realize that the system is a scam and that it's rigged and that it only supports the most establishment-style candidates, then what do you do about that?
I have no clue, because it's like the Gordian knot. Are you familiar with this story, Ian? This is the story. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Not really. I mean, I might have heard it at some point in the past. It sounds familiar.
I probably
how do you untie the Gordian knot? You can't, right?
Right. You basically this untieable knot in history. I believe it was Alexander the Great was the historical guy that was in this legend, and he took a sword and cleaved it in half was his solution to the Gordian knot. And I think that that's what you've got to do.
Are you saying use violence against the state?
No,
I don't know if that's
no,
a good idea.
No, no. I'm saying that you destroy what we have as far as these parties go.
How do you do that?
Because
exactly?
This isn't an issue of government, Ian. This is an issue of party politics. These are not government elections that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are being paid for with your tax dollars, which is, you know, point number one in the, you know, corruption scale. The Republicans and the Democrats should not be taking one red cent of your money to have their little events.
Oh, they've already got your money, so they'll do what they want with it.
Indeed. And, by the way, there are some third parties that are on some ballots for some nominations. Those are just not binding as far as the states that have those. And, you know, those Republicans and Democrats have gotten together throughout the years and excluded third parties time and time and time again over a bunch of different ways. You're not going to see a debate this year with more than two people standing on the stage, unless it's a Republican Party debate with Kasich still in it. But that's it.
For the general election, you're saying.
You're not going to see the Libertarian or the Green candidate. They're not going to have a seat at the table. Americans are not going to get that choice. They're never even going to realize that that's an option. They're going to hear about two candidates, then they're going to go to the polls. They're going to see, there's several different candidates on the ballot for the general election. I better ignore the rest of those because they're probably crackpots. And then they'll just vote for one of the two major parties, who are, in fact, crackpots, okay?
Right.
And this is just how it goes over and over.
Okay, but how do you cleave the Gordian knot, then, in this case, if you're not saying using violence?
I don't have a good solution. I think we just, if people exit en masse.
Right, because the establishment is what it is.
If people exit en masse from
these parties.
They just say, I'm not going to have anything to do with these parties, then those parties will be irrelevant. They'll be as relevant as the Whigs are today, which is to say, not relevant at all. They'll be as relevant as the Federalists or the Anti-Federalists or whomever. They'll just not be relevant.
Okay, I guess that's an option, I suppose, but it hasn't really ever happened before, at least in our lifetime.
Well,
it has happened in over hundreds of years.
The major problem is that people listening to me right now do not understand math. They think that their vote matters.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's go to Steve in Virginia Beach, and it doesn't matter inside the political parties either because there's, you know, the establishment's very established. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call tonight, guys. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so one of my things is this. I was pretty surprised to hear you guys talking like you're going to actually, you know, you'd like Trump to succeed, maybe not be president, but succeed. First off,
I want to see him as the Republican nominee.
Yeah, I mean, I think so many people do, you know what I mean? And it's like you've been saying, it's because it's disgusting, you know what I mean? It's been going on for years and years, and it's the family. Look at Chelsea, right? She's going to be in line later down the road, you know what I mean? It's just in the family and all that. They keep it in the family. It's crap is what it is. So
I don't think it's the Clinton-Bush. To me, the Clinton-Bush thing is just sort of cover for what we've seen up to this point. I don't think the Bushes and the Clintons were particularly relevant in the 80s. So I wasn't.
Well, George Bush was the director of the CIA at some point and vice president during the Reagan administration.
Sure, but was he powerful as a vice president?
Yeah, because, as vice president, you generally are pretty
powerful.
How powerful
was Biden? How powerful was Quayle? These aren't powerful men. The vice president is, a pretty irrelevant position.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't mind being vice president, Mark, if you had the opportunity. I don't know. 400,000 or something?
Yeah, whatever.
Steve, so you're frustrated with the system. What do you do about it?
All you can do is really, if you want to complain about it, you got to vote. You know, that's what everybody says. So I think
that's
this year is really, really good. I mean, well, yeah, it's like you said, too, though. You know, your vote doesn't even really count. You look at Colorado, there's a big stink going on about what happened there. And, you know, your vote, honestly, it doesn't even count. What is that, the college electorate? I don't even understand what that's about, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm trying
electoral
to
college.
Keep up with what's going on. but I don't even understand what that's all about. It's like they try to pull the wool over your eyes at every corner they go around, you know?
So what do you think about Mark's suggestion that people should just en masse leave the political parties, Republicans, Democrats?
I don't think it's really a solution.
Call it a day.
Anything you tell anybody to do altogether, they're not going to do.
Well, that's true, but it's the best idea I've heard, Mark, as far as, you know, besides violent revolution, which I don't advocate. I advocate peaceful solutions. What do you think about that one, Steve?
If you're going to leave the party that you're represent, I mean, you could become an independent and go either way. I mean, so when the primaries come around, you can't vote? Big deal.
Well, Mark, were you kind of suggesting leaving the parties and creating another party or joining other third parties? Was that what you were getting at?
You know, the more people that vote for third parties, the more empowered third parties
are. I mean, you said they're not even – you got the third party. What's the third party? The independent party, right?
Well, there's a libertarian out there.
There's several third parties.
Yeah, there's a few third parties. And
and they would all love to have you.
That's a minor party.
You never even hear about them. You know what I mean? There's a guy running.
True.
I don't even know where he's at, Dallas or something. He's running. And, you know, I've never even heard his name before, but he's out there. He's doing it. And it's he's so irrelevant. He's so unknown. I'm sure he's got some great ideas. Everybody does. But it's just, you know, he's overlooked, overshadowed by all these other guys. He'll never make it.
So you're sticking with the Republicans, basically, is your plan.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, they're what do you got? The big three in the United States, right? The automakers. You got the big three. They're the big three right now. Well, Kasich don't count, but you know, you got your big two right now. That's all you got. Because I don't know. I just hope that
that's all you got. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. Appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That sounds like defeatism, right? That's all you got. You got the big two. You pick one or the other, and I don't like the Democrats
defeatism.
Or I don't like the Republicans.
Well, Ian, defeatism is fine in the face of insurmountable odds. There are certain times when you should act defeated. However, you went to the caller, and I didn't get a chance to really talk about the math of voting. The math of voting says that your one vote, although it may count, is not going to matter. So a lot of people want to vote for, well, I want to vote for the guy who wins, or I want to vote against the other person who might win, or whatever the reason is. Well, it only matters if your one vote makes a difference. And unless you're the deciding vote in your state, you're not going to make a particular difference. Nebraska and Maine are slightly different in these circumstances. They are excluded. They can go and figure out their own systems. But if you're going to be that one vote, if I made you a super voter right now and you could have 100 votes, it's unlikely you would make a difference in your state.
So that means just do nothing, give up, call it a day?
Just vote for a third party, I think, is the best bet. I mean, I don't have any good answers for the election, The presidential election? It's rigged.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. But the third parties can't win either, because it's rigged. It's Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no stellar prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly. and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. We are talking about the election, specifically the establishment and, well, how well-established it truly is and how untouchable that it seems. Even from within the Republican Party, where one candidate, Donald Trump, who is not a libertarian and, you know, I'm not supporting him, is one of two major players right now in the election. And he's getting screwed over left and right as much as these political establishment people can screw him. And, Mark, you were saying that you're beginning to root for this guy simply because he is so downtrodden within the party.
Well, he's got, right, but they're arrayed against him, this party, of which I am a member. I'm elected as a Republican, as a delegate to the state convention, the state of New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and have been more than one time. So what I don't like seeing is them twisting things. There's a process. And
they claim they're using it. They canceled the Colorado caucus and sure. gave all of the delegates to Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Anybody who's played a board game knows that what cheating looks like. Even if you're following the rules, it still can look like cheating, right?
Yeah. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. What do you do about it? You know the system's corrupt. You know that these people are ensconced in power and their rules are written to protect them. So what do you do about it? I haven't really heard any good solutions. Mark, you said people need to leave the political parties, but the first guy who called in after that isn't willing to leave his political party.
I haven't left mine either.
Do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com if you want to help support Free Talk Live. This is one way that you can try to change things, is get the ideas of liberty promoted as far and as wide as possible. And shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com gets you the stuff you want from Amazon. There's Amazon links there for Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get us a portion of your purchase price, which helps us in our mission of getting the ideas of freedom out there. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you need and help Free Talk Live at the same time. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones. To the fun, we go to, I think we got Earl. He's in Indiana listening on, I'm not sure. Earl, how are you listening to the show tonight?
Well, I was listening to you on my radio in my truck.
Excellent. Probably WIBC. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm in Indiana, so I'm not sure what station it was. But anyway, you know, there's something about Republicans controlled Congress up to 2009.
Yeah. No, it was
2006, wasn't it?
Yeah, from 2000 to 2006, the Republicans were in complete control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. And, you know,
the Democrats controlled Congress the last 2 years of Bush's administration.
Yeah, they controlled Congress, and then when Obama got in, they had a short period of time where they had a essentially a veto-proof, or they had the majority in the Senate, the supermajority in the Senate, so they could get anything they wanted to get through, and that's what when they got Obamacare through. Then there was the Massachusetts thing.
And everything else that socialists. Wanted.
Well, let's not forget that it's the Republicans that created the situation that allowed the Democrats to get in the first place. It was the pendulum swing.
Yes.
When the Republicans were in, DeLay and those kind of guys, I remember one of them, I think it was DeLay, saying, "We have cut government to the bone." They had
That's what he said, yeah.
They had grown government by like 47% over Bill Clinton's era at that point.
Yeah.
47% over what Bill Clinton had grown it to. It was too big for me when Reagan was president. But now, you know, they were saying, "We've cut it to the bone after they've grown it." Americans don't want to get lied to by Republicans or Democrats.
Yeah, and what is really... set me off with a lot of the Republicans, especially the last ones that were voted into office. They were put there to stop Obama, and instead of stopping him, they just coerced with him.
Well, it seems like a lot of the Republicans
went with him, you know,
they didn't do
a thing to stop it.
They're calling the last two Congresses do-nothing Congresses because they're not getting much done. They can't turn anything around because they don't, you know, they don't have a veto-proof majority.
Nor would they,
yeah.
As evidenced by the fact that they didn't.
Right.
Hey, Earl, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ryan is in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I got to thinking about how the establishment's been handling Donald Trump. And in all fairness, I think they would do the same thing to Ted Cruz as well, just to be honest with you. Although I'm a libertarian, my preference of leader is not even up there. But what I think would happen is let's say the man does win. Let's say that he wins the nomination, he becomes president. He's going to face the same kind of resistance from the Congress and the establishment. How much the man's going to be able to get accomplished? I don't think much. I think the Republicans are totally going to blow up their one opportunity. So for all the people out there, this is my advice. If you're going to vote Donald Trump, if you don't vote out the establishment that's in there at the same time, you're wasting your vote.
So it's an interesting point. I mean, certainly kicking the bums out is always something that is not a terrible idea. It generally doesn't happen for all the talk that people have about it. Oh, we're going to kick those bums out this time around. Well, then the bums get reelected. There's, a 90%+, 96% or something incumbency reelection rate. Basically, if you're already in office, you pretty much are going to stay in office. And there's really no amount of talking or voting that has changed that.
Yeah, I don't think that you're going to see a lot of forward motion in Washington. Trump has said that he'll repeal Obamacare, but, you know, whatever. That's kind of what you have to do to be a Republican these days. Maybe that's the case. Maybe it's not. I don't really know the specifics. But it all – with Trump, you're just kind of guessing. I hope he's, you know
– You're always guessing with politicians. They say one thing and they do another. Don't pretend like Trump is some – you know, other politicians somehow different – or less predictable or more predictable than Trump. You have no idea what these people actually do when they get get elected. Remember, George W. Bush said he was for smaller government and no nation building. What did he do? Made the government bigger and invaded other countries and then proceeded to nation build. Barack Obama said he would close down Guantanamo Bay and that he was supported whistleblowing. He didn't close Guantanamo Bay, and he's been cracking down on whistleblowers. So pretty much if the words come out of their mouth, you can't believe a word that they say. I mean, come on. People should know this by now. Ryan?
I agree. I do, but I think the answer is to put in a true Ron Paul type libertarian on the ticket. I think a third party's day is coming. May not have to come around, but if you get people mad enough, eventually it's going to happen. That one lone wolf, like Ross Perot. I'm not going to use him as the example, but I mean he certainly gained the most traction of anybody in my lifetime on the third party. But that rise of the libertarian, that's everybody I'm around at the end of the day that I talk to, I can scratch the D and the R away from their name and say, you got more L in you for libertarian than you do D or R. You just don't realize it.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I certainly experienced that doing outreach for the Libertarian Party more than a decade ago, that there are a lot of people who... like you're saying, they're very libertarian, but they don't realize it. Or even if they do realize it, they're frightened to death of voting libertarian. Then you get into the whole wasted vote syndrome where they feel as though they have to vote for the lesser of the two evils, you know, the Republican or the Democrat, whichever one they feel is less evil, because they don't want the more evil candidate to win, even though, you know, all things are said and done. Things get worse whether it's a Republican or Democrat in the office. I mean, as you pointed out, Mark, George W. Bush dramatically increased the size of the state. Over the 8 years that he was in charge.
He had lots of help.
And now Barack Obama's up in the game, up in the ante on top of him.
Right. Every president, the worst president seems to be in my lifetime the last
current
one.
Hey, Ryan, good call, man. I appreciate the thoughts tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-453, and also Skype username, lrn.fm. Let's go to Reno, where Robert is on the line. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Ian and Mark. How are you?
Hey there. Good. Go ahead.
Well, as far as what we were talking about, I'm talking about the topic on hand here, but I think the answer is right in front of us. I just don't think that most people really realize it's happening, or it's not quick enough term for them to like it. If you don't like the establishment, you create a new establishment. You know, the reason why it doesn't matter who you vote for, and the reason why we feel like we're wasting votes on people we don't like is because you're voting within that establishment. It's established.
Well, how do you do that?
Oh, I think we're already doing it. I think we're creating a worldwide decentralized network that completely, it goes beyond any jurisdiction that any centralized government can control. We're creating a worldwide currency that is essentially cross-platform and uncontrollable. And just like we know during the Industrial Revolution, when the original oil barons invested in oil, they're the ones that eventually created and controlled the current establishment.
All right, I want to hear more about that if you want. Stand by, Robert. How do you create a new establishment when the old one is so, so powerful? 855-453. You can join us. Hour 2 is coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.